Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. Got a jam-packed show. We have some great guests lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Wynn Eubank, and Wynn's with Colorado Outdoor Sports, and Wynn was on last week, and we're going to wrap up a few things we weren't able to get to. We also have Quentin Smith in studio. Quentin is with QRS Outdoor Specialties, and the guy we do a lot of hunting with. So, Quentin, thanks for getting up early and coming in.
Hey, my pleasure. Good to be here with you.
Wynn was too lazy. See, he's calling from the house, so we'll bust him in a minute. And of course, my partner, Red Merrill, in studio. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here today.
It is good to be here. And then we're going to be talking with Trev. Solstice, right? Is that how you say that, Quentin?
Stolfus.
Okay. All right. And Trevor is with the Outback Outdoors. And if you've seen his show on the Sportsman's Channel, we'll be talking with him. And then Joe Lewandowski. All these guys with these names, man. Joe Lewandowski, and Joe is a public information officer out of Southwest Colorado with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and the draw is coming up soon. You got to get those tags in. We're going to be talking about that, common mistakes you can make. They do have hunt planners available with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. That number is 303-291-7526, 303-291-7526, and they will help you in filling that out. But, again, we're looking forward to talking with Joe. So our number is 303-477-5600. If you have any comments or questions, we welcome your calls. But we're going to get right to the phones and talk to Wynn. Wynn with Colorado Outdoor Sports. Wynn, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Red. Good morning, Quentin.
Yeah, Wynn.
How you doing, Wynn?
Good.
Well, good deal, Wynn. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you coming on last week. And just to kind of recap, ColoradoOutdoorSports.com. is a pretty cool deal. I meet people all the time, and I know you guys do too, especially guys that just move here, and even guys that have lived here for a long time. They don't know where to go to hunt, and maybe they're not into the whole guiding thing, and so they want to do some things on their own, but they just, again, don't know where to hunt, and that's what Colorado Outdoor Sports offers. So, Wynn, why don't you go ahead and take a minute and just kind of recap a little bit about what your organization offers.
Well, that's exactly correct. We do. We offer private land hunting in Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. And we're actually always actively seeking new properties to lease. COS strongly supports our youth hunters by waiving the fees for does and cows in Colorado. We search out properties that are youth-friendly and have numerous properties that are available for youth only. The club's extremely family-oriented. If mama's not happy, nobody's happy. More important, the youth are our future. And we're here to help you hunt to your fullest potential. And we want that to be the mainframe of what we're doing and get you out on private property.
Well, I tell you, you know, Red and I was able to go out to Fort Lupton and catch a couple of your properties out there. And, boy, really, really nice properties. And, you know, whether you're into fishing, hunting, or both, you know, man, you've got some great properties to offer. And, Quentin, you work well with Wynn?
We do. We work with Colorado Sports, and we've worked with Wynn for several years now. And I tell you, it's been a great partnership for us in our outfitting side of it. You know, one of our biggest management tools is doe hunting. And, you know, finding hunters to come in and hunt does all the time is not the easiest thing to do in an outfitting style situation. And so Wynn's group has been excellent, Colorado Outdoor Sports, in putting together groups of doe hunters to come up and help us manage our deer and antelope on our Wyoming ranch. And so we've had groups of anywhere from 5 to 15 people come in and harvest 2 does at a time, and it's been a great deal, you know, for them to be a part of us, and we get to work with them. We offer them a discount, you know, to hunt through QRS, and if they're a member of Colorado Outdoor Sports, and it's been a great partnership so far.
Good deal.
Yeah, Wynn, tell us a little bit about the benefits of membership.
Well, your membership includes yourself, your spouse, and your dependents. And like Q said, then we also have numerous other things. You know, a lot of guys are scared to deal with an outfitter because they just assume it's going to be a big high-dollar thing. There's also a lot of guys that don't understand what outfitting is. they don't understand the package that you get. I went on an outfitted hunt with Quentin last year. It was extremely educational for me because I'd never really been on a true outfitted hunt. Everything else that I got above and beyond just the piece of property was amazing. It was a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, we can vouch for that because we've been with Quentin a couple of times, and, man, it was a great experience.
Now, Wynn, tell us with the family. So let's say, you know, you got a husband and wife and a couple of kids. Does everybody have to pay, or how does that work?
Nope. There's a primary, and then your spouse, and then your dependents, their kids, all the way up until the time that they're out of college, not school, because we support that education as well, is included in your membership.
Okay. Now, let's go over the membership pricing just a little bit.
There's a $300 initiation for fishing, $500 initiation for hunting, $564 a year in dues for fishing only, $948 a year in dues for hunting and fishing and camping. Big Game has some small additional fees. As I said earlier, we waive that for the 16 and under for does and cows in Colorado. And we are going to have a show special up until the day of the draw, April 1st, half off that initiation cost that I mentioned.
Okay, boy, that's great. And if you want to get in touch with Wynn, you can call him at 303-460-0273, 303-460-0273. Now, how do you reserve? So you got all these properties, you know, Red and I and Quentin, we want to come out and hunt and get together, so do we go to a website to reserve our space? How does that work?
That's absolutely correct. We have an online reservation system that allows you to see what the properties are, what they offer in hunting, because every landowner has his own rules. And then you can see which properties have already been booked, and then you can go in and book your own properties up to 7 days in advance, or within 5 minutes of being on the, like, let's say you're in Fort Lupton for some reason for the day working. Man, I'd like to go fishing. I got the fishing pole in the truck. You look on your smartphone and find it. It's like, oh, look, the bee pond is open. I'm going to go on the bee pond, and you're fishing in 10 minutes.
Wow, I tell you, it's awesome. And, no, Red, I just see so many advantages to belonging to some. First of all,
absolutely,
it is very cost-effective. I mean, very cost-effective.
And the great thing about it is that they have so many properties, and the two different properties that we looked at with Wynn last week were right on the Platte River. They're duck and goose hunting specialties, and I'm telling you that it looked like some fantastic property. And in fact, we even saw some ducks and geese flying while we were there. And I'm looking forward to getting down there and doing a little hunting myself.
Red wants to know if you got any property you can hunt from the road.
No.
Red likes that truck hunting.
Just
you know,
hunter,
heater on low, wind at 3/4 down, Red's good.
Yeah.
That's Wynn Eubank, Colorado Outdoor Sports, 303-460-0273. Again, he can go back through all the membership thing, but I'm telling you, these are some nice properties, and, you know, we really, really – are very careful who we promote on the show and through Quentin, which we fully trust and have hunted with for a number of years and, you know, met Wynn. And, you know, this is the real deal and something that you can really trust and understand that it's going to be good properties and, you know, get to meet probably some other great people to hunt with, too. Anything else you want to add?
That's a great comment. I'd definitely expand on that just a little bit. You know, the one thing about Colorado Outdoor Sports that I've been most impressed with is the quality of people. Mm-hmm. We've had an opportunity to work with several different groups over the last 5 years that have hunted with us up on the Wyoming Ranch. And the quality of other members of that organization are just outstanding people. They're good friends. They're good family people. They're really enticed to getting the youth involved and getting them their first experiences and doing things. And Wynn's created a great thing and taken over an operation here and built it and done an excellent job with it. And we're really excited to continue working with them.
All right. Wynn, hey, man, we appreciate it. Anything else you want to add to that?
I just wanted to mention between Quit, I know for a fact that we've gotten over 50 kids their first big game animal.
No doubt.
Wow,
right.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool.
Wynn, do you have an antelope staked out for me?
I do.
Now, when he means staked out, he means tied to a tree. He doesn't mean spotted.
First of all, you got to find an antelope next to a
Yeah, that's true. All right, Wynn. Hey, man, go back to bed. 303-460-0273 for Colorado Outdoor Sports. And, Wynn, thank you, bud, and we'll look forward to having you on next month.
Okay, thanks, guys. You have a good morning.
All right. Real quick, too, I want to tell you about a couple of sponsors that are new to the show. We have Summertime Charters out of Valdez, Alaska. Quinn, I don't know if you met these guys up in Colorado Springs.
I think we've met them together, absolutely.
Yeah. And, boy, good guys. Rod Myers, he's going to be on the show next week, and he's local right here in the Parker area, I believe. Rod's number is 303-929-6889. You can check out their website at summertimealaskachartersmyers.com. They can accommodate up to six guests. Their most popular voyage combines great halibut and salmon fishing with amazing scenery and wildlife viewing. Fishing charters for halibut are available all summer long. And your best salmon fishing is late July and August. And so we look forward to having Rod on. And then also, I want to mention real quick here before we have to hit a break, Juan out at Shooter Ready. And Juan is also going to be on the show next week. They're located at 625 East 70th Avenue. And he sent me a hot email this morning. And let's see here. The Ruger 1022 synthetic stock, normally $229.93. He gets down to the penny on these prices, trying to get you a good deal. The Sportsman of Colorado special is $219.93. And it includes 100 rounds of 22 long rifle ammunition, which... That's pretty good because
like
there's been some guys paying $200 for 100 rounds. So check out that. And he's got these in stock now. And a lot of your big box stores don't have these. The Smith & Wesson M&P 1022, it's normally about $475. The Sportsman of Colorado Special is about $420. And it includes 100 rounds of 22 long rifle, plus a manufacturer's mail-in rebate for additional 300 rounds. Smith & Wesson M&P Shield in the 40 caliber, it's normally $400. Our special, you'll get receive a box of Hornady Critical Duty Defense Ammo free. That's a $27 value. And he also has a very limited stock of some of the hard-to-get firearms and ammo, 357 revolvers, the Ruger GP 100 4-inch, and the Ruger SP 2-inch Colt 1911. Man, just a lot of ammo. So give him a call. 720-420-0863. That's Shooter Ready, 625 East 70th Avenue. They also offer training and all, which we'll get into more next week. Wow. We're going to take a short break and come back with Quentin Smith and also Trev with Outback Outdoors. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit AcademyRoofingInc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. I want to thank you for joining us. If it's your first time to catch our show, welcome. We are here every Saturday morning. We got a lot of cool things working. We're going to be getting into doing some live remotes with some businesses here pretty quick, and we are looking forward to that. As I mentioned, Red Merrill's my partner here in studio, Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoor Specialties, and we're going to go to the phones right now. Trevin, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, man?
Oh, I could be richer and better looking, but I'm not complaining.
See, Red never gets to say that. See, Red never gets.
I couldn't get any better looking. I'm at the top already.
Well, you know, people tell me that the richer you get, the better looking you get. I don't know if that's
Well, that's not true in my case.
Red, you must be flat broke. Outback Outdoors, and awesome show. And Quentin, you know, boy, you introduced me to Trevin and everything, so I'll let you even pitch in here on how you want to introduce him, and then we'll get into letting Trevin tell us a little bit about himself.
Well, Trevin's a great friend of mine. I met him here about 4 or 5 years ago and been working with him since then. Outback Outdoors, the TV show, we've done several different shows with them on our Wyoming piece and had some great success on elk hunts and mule deer, and Trevin just runs a tremendous operation and a great show. It encompasses the full adventure of a hunt, and it tells the story of the full adventure, and which is extremely important to us, creating that Western theme and that whole Western adventure with it, and getting more than just going out and shooting an animal on TV. He encompasses that whole thing in it, and it Outback Outdoors is a great operation, great company, and we're sure excited to be partnered and working with them.
Well, that's great. So, Trevin, tell us just a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
Well, where do I start? Well, I'm from New Mexico originally. I moved up to Colorado, the beautiful state of Colorado. I've been here, I think, almost 15 years now. I'm not a resident Coloradan, for those of you that are, but I am a transplant and loving it. And I moved up here from New Mexico, where I was born and raised, southern New Mexico, Las Cruces, to be specific. And when I moved up here, some opportunities arose for me to start riding. I'd always loved the outdoors. I'd always loved hunting, and I grew up kind of guiding some. And my dad, actually, to be honest, my dad didn't hunt. So my grandpa and my uncles and my cousins all got me into hunting. And then when my dad saw my passion for the outdoors, he picked up a rifle and went with me till I was about 14, till I could go on my own. And what that did for me was it fostered that love of everything outdoors, whether it be fishing or hunting or camping or, you know, just being outdoors.
Sure.
And so when I moved up to Colorado, Colorado's really interesting. There's places you can be 15 minutes from about 25 different species of wildlife in that you wouldn't see everywhere, you know, whether it be bighorn or mountain goats or moose or antelope or whatever. And so I kind of fell back in love with bow hunting specifically, with the outdoors, and started writing. I'd always been a pretty good writer. And so for you kids out there that hate English class, you know what? English class can make you a career in the outdoors. So pay attention in English class. Anyway, I learned to write well, and then I started writing for magazines. And that led to an opportunity to get into to work for a pretty well-known Western hunting magazine. And that worked. I worked with them for a couple of years, and it just didn't work out because of where I lived. I didn't want to move to their home office. I wanted to stay in northern Colorado. And then I went on independently. But in that time, I fell in love with not only the written word and telling an adventure, but sharing it in video. And like Q said, like Quentin said, it's about the adventure for me. It's not about the kill. It's about the journey. It's a, you know, we always say it's the three C's. It's the country you hunt, the creatures you hunt, and the camaraderie of the campfire.
Right.
That, in my opinion, is what, when I think back on my childhood and hunting, I don't remember the antlers in my hand or you know, although I do have memories of those. My fondest memories by far are around the campfire and the journey of getting there. So that's Outback Outdoors in 2008. I said, hey, I want to do this the way we grew up doing this. And so we started Outback Outdoors with a group of guys that are just normal. They're great hunters, but they're just normal guys. And guys that if you met them, you'd go, man, I feel like I've known you all my life. And so, you know the old saying that if you want to be successful, surround yourself with better people than you.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I did. That's why you're.
Well, I can't be perfect all the time with right. Red on my left here.
I was going to say that's why you're sitting by the. I digress, Scott. So anyway, that's how Outback Outdoors got formed. We went on. We're on the Sportsman's Channel. We're really blessed. We're on Friday nights, 8 o'clock here in Colorado, on the full draw. Block of shows because we're a bow hunting only show. And, you know, last year, our first full year on the Sportsman's Channel, we were actually nominated as one of the top five bow hunting only shows. So what happened, started out as a dream, has now really taken off. And I'd love to take all the credit, but honestly, I can't because it's partners like Q and Dave Baronio, my co-host, and Adam Wells, you know, guys that have forgotten more about the outdoors than I'll probably ever learn. But it's guys like that have really helped Outback Outdoors take its shape and kind of create its own personality, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Trevin, this is Red. I'm the one that's taking all the abuse this morning.
I was trying to stick up for you there, Red.
I appreciate that, partner. Listen, what kind of, when a viewer turns into your channel, what can they expect from watching?
Well, I think the first thing they're going to hit, and Q, you jump in on your opinion, because you, you know, the thing about Q not only is one of my hunting buddies, but he's also an outside viewer, so I get a lot of input from Q on what's going on with the show. But what I think is they see a cinematic adventure played out in some beautiful photography, some beautiful videography, and we show our misses. You know, we show our stumbles, our bumbles. But that's what helps make the storyline. My wife's not a big-time hunter, but I use her as my springboard. She loves the outdoors. If she can sit through my television show, you know, one of my shows, that's kind of the soundboard for me is whether I'm doing it right. Have I told a story that captures her attention? And she doesn't care whether I kill an animal or not, other than the fact that we want our freezer full of meat. She cares, did we tell the story? Did we capture her imagination? And was her adrenaline, kind of brought into play because of that adventure? So hopefully that's when people see. I don't know. What do you think, Hugh?
You know, I totally agree with you, and I think that's something that Outback's always done an excellent job with, and focusing on creating that adventure, creating that full storyline, and painting the picture of that person watching from the TV screen, putting themselves in your shoes, and and kind of living that through your feet in it. And that's something we've worked really hard together to make happen and been fun to watch progress and do. Outback's done an excellent job of being able to say, here's the full adventure. Here's what the hunt encompasses, way more than just sitting mm-hmm. here looking at a guy drawing a bow and shooting an animal.
Right. Well, and I tell you, all these shows are not created equal.
Exactly.
I mean, you can see that a lot of difference in quality of just of everything of his show, and I'm not just saying that because he's on. I mean, there's just a difference.
You know, and here's the cool thing. I can speak about this because I've been with him crawling in the sand and through the cactus and everything on it. What you're going to get's the true thing, mm-hmm. and you're not going to get a whole bunch of recreated stuff. You're going to get exactly what we're seeing eye for eye out there in the field and what that whole hunt's being captured as. So that's the cool part about it.
I think that's key. That's a key cornerstone for us. There's 621 shows on just three outdoor networks, and then there's more than just the three, as you guys know. 621 shows. So what happens is you get a lot of guys wanting to do, and I get this all the time, how do you hunt for a living? Well, as you guys know, the hunting's probably the smallest portion of this whole business.
That's
you know?
Right.
But what happens is you get somebody who gets a little money, they can get a time buy on some of these networks, and they're a flash in the pan. And they go and they work hard and they dump a lot of money, but they're not around next week. And usually the videography and the storytelling, you can tell. They wanted to share. There's two types of, you know, two extremes. There's a beautiful cinematic adventure. And then on the far, far right is the what we call the whack-em and stack-em, where there's no storyline. It's all about the harvest of the animal. And sometimes a lot of times that's overdone. We're trying to be in the middle. We want to show real hunting, but we want to show it in a way that captures the imagination. If I can turn one kid into an outdoor enthusiast, I've done my job.
Yeah, you know,
just one, and I think that's what we're trying to shoot for.
Sure. Now, what's next for the Outback Outdoors? What's on your future plans?
Well, you know, we're stepping out of just doing the show. We're looking at stepping out and actually doing some production, perhaps outside of our own hunting. You know, a lot of times talking about the hunting is just a little portion. Well, we're trying to make, you know, it's a viable business, and we're trying to make the bottom line stay in the black. And so we're gonna try some outside production. Our quality, I believe, has caught the eye of quite a few people. We're trying some different projects. I actually just got back from a project with the New Mexico Board of Tourism, which was pretty exciting. Just stuff like that. But as far as our hunting goes, you know, we're jumping right into turkey season's right around the corner. Real quick coming up is I'm going to get to go spend some time with Quentin up in Wyoming. We're bringing all the guys in that are in Outback Outdoors and associated with Outback Outdoors who run camera and stuff like that. And we're going to put on a camera school. And then we've booked about three or four camera schools outside where we can offer them to people. Hey man, I want to learn to run, and I like your style. I want to learn to run a camera. Okay, well, why don't you come on in? I did that 8 years ago. I went to Atlanta to Steve Finch, who started Bone Collectors and Realtree Road Trips, and with Michael Waddell. I went to one of his camera schools like 8 years ago, and it really helped me turn some corners. So we've got kind of a lot of irons in the fire.
Trevin, I'm going to kind of take off on that for just a second and brag on one of the guys you got with you, if you don't mind. But Dustin Etheridge, a huge success for Outback Outdoors and a team player for you guys. You know, you were talked about a while ago at people, how do you get into this? How do you do this full time? Here's a guy that loved the outdoors, loved video and videography and producing shows and things like that, and come in and went through your program and did that. And now look where he's at. He's sitting there producing shows for Outback Outdoors and doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, and you introduced him to me. So I kind of owe you one, don't I, for that?
So, I'll get it from
Dustin,
you.
Yeah, you will. You'll definitely. I'll pay you back. The thing about Dustin, just to be straight up honest, is you'll never meet a harder working guy whose heart is honest. There's a lot of people in this industry, and there's a lot of lack of integrity. And everybody, we all want to be known as a stand-up guy. The problem is when the rubber meets the road, and anybody who's been out there miles away from the trailhead, knowing they got to pack the elk they just shot out, knows that's when the rubber meets the road. And you, when you pick up the phone to call your friends at, you know, to come help you pack a moose out, that's when you know who your true friends are. But Dustin's the kind of guy who literally has taken us from, we grew. We had another gentleman that came in who did a great job getting us to a point. But what Dustin has done is he's taken us the rest of the way now to where we can sustain more growth, train more people, and really grow at. You have to have a strong foundation for anything to stand. And Dustin's helped us solidify that for sure.
I'll tell you, you find out who your friends are in two things. If you need to pack a moose out or you need to move.
Yeah.
Those are the two ways you find your friends.
For sure.
Our guest is Trevin Stolzfus. He is with Outback Outdoors. OutbackOutdoors.net is the website. Outback Outdoors TV is the TV show. And that is Friday nights. What time does it come on here in Denver?
It's 8 p.m. here on Denver.
Okay.
In the Mountain Standard Time.
Okay. Now, a couple of things, and we've got to run. But what is the Hunting Film Tour?
The Hunting Film Tour is actually a film tour that will be coming through Denver, I believe Fort Collins, a couple of stops. It is a tour. You go into a movie theater. I mean, how cool is the guys that love to hunt? You go into a movie theater, and you don't just watch one group of guys. You get to watch creative producers from all across the nation. You get to watch them put this on the big screen, bring your buddies, go sit. And they're not long films. They're anywhere from 12 to 15 minutes. But you get to watch multiple. You spend the whole night there. It's just put on by Sitka. It's called the Hunting Film Tour, and we're just privileged this year. We were selected as one of the producers to be a part of it, and we're stoked, to go and represent our style, our Western flair style of hunting in such a different venue, much different than a hunting show on television, because there's no commercials, all that stuff. But it's also a different feel. It's more of the theatrical, more of the cinematic drama type of feel of hunting. So.
All right. Well, Trevin, hey, man, we appreciate it, and we'll look forward to having you on and in the future, and I think we're going to try to maybe next week even or whenever your schedule's available, and we'd love to have you on once a month to keep us all involved in what you got going on, and we'll do everything we can to support you, and it's been great having you on this morning.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. It's been great, and you keep those boys in line there.
Hey, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, buddy.
All right. See what, Zach? So we don't cut out time here. I'm going to blow through this break here, and then we'll take one at our 45 mark there. But, Quentin, let's get with you here a little bit. And as I mentioned, Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoor Specialties. QRSOutdoors.com is the website. And you've been on our show for a number of times, but you haven't been over to our new studio here since we moved. So welcome. And so tell us a little bit about QRS Outdoors. Again, we've hunted with you, and you know we 100% are behind you and everything, but tell us a little bit about what you have to offer.
Well, sure. QRS offers two different hunting operations, one in central Wyoming, one in here in northern Colorado. We've got a 17,000-acre ranch in Colorado that we offer all our big game species, mule deer, white deer, antelope, elk, moose, black bear. Pretty heavy on our elk and black bear at this point. Moose got phenomenal moose on the ranch, but it's hard drawing a tag anymore. And so that's the tough part. If you ever can draw the tag, we can definitely get into some monster moose for sure. But so offered 6,500 square foot lodge on the place and great accommodations, fully guided to tree stand hunts, to do it yourself style hunts, a variety of different options that way. Our Wyoming ranch, 220,000 acre operations, got all the Western big game species on it as well. We do a lot of extra things at corporate events and fishing trips and stuff through the summer and springtime as well. We just talked about Trevin. It is bringing a group of 20 guys up from Outback Outdoors to host a film school up on the ranch here in 2 weeks, and we're excited to do that and take in all the different things that encompass landscape filming and different time lapses and all kinds of things that way. So
Yeah. Quentin, how hard is it to draw a tag up in Wyoming for the Split Rock Ranch?
You know, it kind of depends on what species you want to look at. Non-residents for Wyoming all have to go through the draw. Your deer, for the most part at this point, is a pretty easy draw. You don't have to worry about too much for preference points that way. Elk in our area, one of our areas is a trophy area, takes 7 points. The other one takes 1 point to draw. So just kind of depends on that. Antelope, while there's more antelope in Wyoming, our area is considered a trophy area, and it's taken anywhere from 6 to 7 preference points to draw that tag now. But if you can draw it, you can kill good antelope.
You got to get started early.
That's right. And the cool thing about Wyoming on that side of it, you can actually buy preference points every year. So if it's something you want to start building on and doing, you can contact us. We can help you out. And starting in July, from July to September, we can actually purchase preference points per species, 1 point per year on that. So. Yeah.
And you talked about fishing. What is the fishing aspect of the ranch?
Well, we've got 12 miles of the Sweetwater River on the ranch. It lays right at the lodge. It's got some amazing brown and rainbow trout fishing on it. We do all walk and wade and casting that way, fly fishing. Got a chance to catch in anywhere from 5 to 7 pound browns and rainbows on the thing. So we've done a lot of river habitat improvements on the ranch and doing some things to improve that fishing quality up there, and we're really excited about it.
Tell me a little bit about the Sweetwater River. How big is that? How deep is that in that area?
You know, the river basically starts in the Snowy Range and then runs across down from Lander to Pathfinder. Like I said, we encompass 12 miles of that river. For the most part, it's a pretty slow-moving river. It's not a very fast. It's a very sandy river, but got some big, heavy, deep pockets anywhere from 8 to 11 foot deep in certain places. Not probably a lot of an area where you're going to do a float kind of style trip. You're going to be actually on the ground, you know, waders and things like that.
You know, I tell you, thinking about being able to take a group, let's say you've got a business here in Colorado and you want to do some kind of team building event or whatever, what a cool different thing to come to Wyoming, be in a lodge with your employees, and just do some of the activities you have there.
We do a lot of that, and that's a tremendous amount of fun for us to kind of build on some of that stuff. We've got several different partners that we can work with in creating that leadership opportunity for them and bringing people in to host that leadership part for your business and take your business to the next level, along with giving you an opportunity to just, you know, really focus on the team-building aspect of it. We've got different shooting events from shotgun. We partnered with Wynn and his group doing a cowboy action shoot deal here last year. Was a huge success for us. We did some cowboy action shoot pistol, rifle, and shotgun shooting on the ranch. We did some Ag Olympics and had some fun with that and built some teamwork kind of deals that it really brought out a light in some of these businesses. It's a lot of fun for us to create that stuff.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned your lodge and how good it is to get up there. Tell us some about the lodge.
The lodge is a 6,500 square foot home. It can sleep up to 15 people there in the lodge. It's got a conference room that can sit 10 people around a beautiful aspen table. We've got a sportsman's room that's, you know, kind of a what we call sportsman's, the man cave or whatever you want to call it at that point, that, you know, got internet access and capability there for all kinds of different you know, PowerPoint presentations and things through our media sources and cool operation.
You know, we watched that show about the ranch on Outback Outdoors, and y'all had a lady, and I don't remember her name, but singing, and I noticed that you were playing the guitar. I'm telling you, you're a multi-talented guy.
I love to play, but I don't love to sing. Trinity Seeley is her name, and Trinity is a huge asset to QRS. She's been with us here over the last year, and she lives right there beside the ranch and helps on a variety of different aspects, but then as a Western entertainer as well, and has been a huge success in the Western entertainment field and sings and writes her own Western music, and she's been a great asset to QRS.
And so when if you have a big group up there, that could be something that could be scheduled for.
You know, one of the things we did last year, we had a group called International Farming Corp that brought 15 guys out, and one of the nights we took a hayride around part of the ranch and ended down against the river at the base of the Split Rock, and kind of right on the Mormon, the Oregon, the California and Pony Express trails, and we had Trinity and another gentleman there that played music out there while we ate a barbecue beef brisket dinner and beans, and just kind of created the old campfire type scene, and yeah. Wow. It's a great time.
You know, we've actually been talking about coming up there and seeing the ranch. Scott and I haven't gotten to get up there. Can we bring our horses when we come?
You know, those are definitely opportunities we can work on for sure. So we got lots of country we can ride that, you know, we can go over on the north side of the ranch where we have the largest wild horse population, if you want to see that, to, you know, the other side where you can get up in the rocks and play around in some of that country, too. So.
Sounds like a beautiful place.
What are some good tips and for elk hunting? I mean, boy, you know, let's take the do-it-yourselfer first of all. You've seen a lot of guys make mistakes, and probably why a lot of guys end up coming to you, because they're tired of out hiking with a gun, okay?
Right.
But what are just some quick tips out there that you can give, and maybe these can cover archery, muzzle, or rifle, just some common mistakes?
It really encompasses all three, no matter how. You know, for the most part, everybody knows how to elk hunt or deer hunt. A lot of the tactics can be the same, but what they don't know is they don't know the property. And when guys come to private property, you know, they have a set mindset that, okay, all the animals are going to be on private property all the time, and I'm going to be able to walk out there and you know, find an animal right away and pull the trigger. And at the end of the day, it's still hunting. Mm-hmm. And what I encourage people most, you know, whether they're doing a DIY hunt, do-it-yourself style hunt, or a fully guided hunt, is listen to the people that live there and listen to the people that are working the operation, because they're the ones that know where those animals are and how to hunt that specific piece. Because it's just like anything. You go out and put your time in scouting in a specific area, your success is going to be higher because you know what the ground looks like, you know where the animals lay and how they travel and stuff back and forth. If you're coming into this deal blind and showing up on a five-day hunt and you're just going to go ramrod through the place and try to find something, yeah, you might get lucky and stumble on it. But at the same time, if you will have the openness to listen and work with the people and say, hey, this is where you need to go focus your time and how you need to hunt this property, it'll increase your success a bunch.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you, you know, the tips that you gave before a little bit were, you know, wind kills you, right?
Wind can.
I mean, absolutely. You know, yeah, and everything. And so, and, you know, I tell you, having good gear, I mean, and scouting the property. I mean, I know a lot of guys, they'll just go to a place and just get out of the truck and just start walking through. They've never been there. But scouting is really key.
You know, and that's something on our deal. We scout year-round. Mm-hmm. I've got trail cam set up right now. At 4:45 this morning, I got a text from one of my trail cameras that showed me a picture of deer crossing over the top of one of my draws. While I'm not in hunting season right now, I know there's deer in there, and I know what they're doing at this time of year. And so that all plays into effect as to what goes on, you know, throughout the season, too.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that love to hunt but don't really have the time or the opportunity to get out and scout. And that's one of the great things about being with an outfitter, because y'all have done the scouting. Y'all do know the property. You know where the game is. And so for a person that doesn't have time to get out and do all the scouting, they can contact you and know that they're going to get a quality hunt and get a chance to shoot something really nice.
Red, we've talked about this several times, but it's in the outfitting world, it's creating that teamwork and that partnership between the hunter and, you know, the professional outfitter that you're hunting with, and because they're working for you, trying to help you increase your odds at that success, and creating that partnership is key.
Right. QRSOutdoors.com is the website. 970-757-1662 if you want to reach Quentin, and we always kind of hyphenate that, but if you want to reach Quentin and talk with him about maybe booking a hunt. Now, we got the draw deadline is April 1st coming up on us very quickly here.
That's right.
Are there any openings that you've got right now? If somebody's listening and they go, hey, maybe I want to do an archery hunt or muzzle loading or whatever, what do you got available that somebody could still put a tag in for?
We've got very few hunts left for this year, but we've got a couple of archery hunts for our first week of archery season. We do that as a tree stand hunt, a highly successful hunt for us. We have tree stands set up on a variety of different places, not necessarily as much as water holes here in Colorado, because our property has irrigation ditches that run through it where they can stop and water anywhere, but bedding, feeding areas, travel patterns. We've hunted this ranch for 14 years. We know how the elk travel in it, and hunting elk from a tree stand is actually a super good way to do it. Mm-hmm. It really increases your odds when you let that elk continue to do his day-to-day operation and moving through and feeding and bedding and his day-to-day routine like he does. You increase your odds successfully when you crawl up in a tree on an elk.
Okay, if you're interested in that, give Quentin a call, 970-757-1662. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Howdy folks, this is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
It's closeout time here at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, and if you give us a chance, you won't be sorry. We have the guaranteed lowest prices, highest trade-in values, and the quickest and easiest buying experience ever. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLyleChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant, tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill, Quentin Smith in studio with QRS Outdoors. Let's go to the phones. We've got, I'm going to go with Joe. No. Joe Lewandowski. How's that, Joe? Joe, you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right.
You got
So Joe is the public information officer for Southwest Colorado with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, so down in the Durango area. And ask Joe to come on for a few minutes this morning. As we mentioned, the 2014 Colorado Big Game Draw application deadline is April 1st. And so closing in very quickly here. And so we wanted to have Joe on for a few minutes. And so, Joe, tell us a little bit about, first of all, how's the game looking down there for this year with all the different weather things we've had in Colorado?
Well, you know, overall, it's down in the very southwest corner of the state. We've been drier than we'd like, but it's still, we still have the summer monsoons coming. So we're, you know, we're feeling pretty good. It was the mild winter. Lets a lot of critters make it through the winter. But the rest of the state, you know, a lot of good moisture, so it's going to promote a lot of good forage growth early in the year and let those deer and elk fatten up. So, you know, it's looking pretty good right now.
Right. And as we mentioned with this application deadline, I mean, you and I were kind of talking the other day, but I mean, if you read everything, it goes pretty simple, but guys, we're not the best at reading all the instructions. What are common mistakes guys, you know, people can make in filling out for these tags?
You know, the biggest thing that we've got going right now with our online applications is that it's virtually impossible to make a mistake.
Yeah, you're right.
The system will prompt you if you make an error. And really, you know, we've got, it's really accelerated over the past few years. Now we've got 83% of the people last year who applied for limited licenses applied online. And that's really, it's really difficult to screw up, if you're applying online. So, even if you've never done it before, don't be intimidated. It's pretty easy. The biggest thing you'll need is your customer identification number, which, if you've hunted in the past, you'll have. So have that online. It'll be on your old license. And once you put that in there, then you'll be ready to go. You know, the big thing is don't wait until the last minute. At 11:59 and 59 seconds on the first, system shuts down and no one else can get in after that. So you still got good, people still have, you know, today, Sunday, Monday, and good piece of Tuesday to apply. Obviously, you know, when systems get overloaded, they can crash. So get in there, you know, don't wait until 11 o'clock on Tuesday. Most hunters, I'm sure, know where they want to go by now. But that's the biggest thing. Try to get in there as soon as you can.
Yeah, Joe, this is Red. I was just down at Wolf Creek a couple of weeks ago doing a little skiing with my family, came up from Texas, and I saw a lot of that burned area and stuff from the fires that y'all had last year. How has that affected the elk?
Well, you know, fire is one of the best ways to bring back wildlife habitat, you know, that we know of, probably the best way. Last year, our success rates stayed right where they've always been, right at average. You know, the elk success rate is 13 to 18% in that area. And it's probably only going to get better as we have more forage coming back. We've had some good late snows here in the past couple of weeks. So really, you know, the burn also was spotty. You hear it looks like on the news that the whole forest is on fire, but there was fire here and fire there. And so we're getting to make that mosaic again that we need in the forest. So overall, it's going to be a huge help for wildlife, especially big game.
Mm-hmm. This is Quentin. Hey, would you maybe kind of expand on the difference between a DAU unit and a game unit? You get a lot of people out there that will call and say, I can't find the unit I'm applying for. Where do I find it? And when you start talking to them and say, well, it may be tied in with another group of units, would maybe explain a little bit of the difference between
them. Right. The game management unit, GMU, that's how you apply for licenses. That's very clearly spelled out, you know, on the brochure and online when you're doing your application. A DAU, it's called data analysis unit, and really we like to refer to it as a herd management unit. Over the years, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has surveyed these areas by airplane during the winter. We fly and look to see how deer and elk are doing, where they're bunched up, because they do bunch up and occupy different habitat during the winter. But during the winter, we can see them. You know, during the summer and here coming up in the spring, the animals start to fawn out. And historically, these animals have moved in relatively predictable areas. Deer and elk will move, you know, across mountain ranges. But for hunters, what you want to look at are the GMUs. The DAUs are, you know, they're statistically based. There's a lot of computer modeling going on that our biologists use. And those are more of, you know, more of a management tool, and something that the professional biologists use to figure out what's going on out there with populations and sex ratios and calf-fawn ratios, that sort of thing.
Yeah, Joe, we're getting close on our time, but tell us about some of the programs for youth that Colorado Parks and Wildlife is doing to bring more youth into the hunting and fishing.
Well, all over the state, there are organizations that sponsor youth hunts. We also sponsor youth hunts in many areas of the state, and the best thing people can do is, you know, keep their eyes open on our press releases and our website to see when those come up. And we'll have those mainly, you know, a lot of those are doe hunts. It's a way to get kids on the ground. We have archery clinics that go on in the schools, and it's really, you know, kind of a area by area, region by region, take care of those sort of things. But, you know, a youth license is, you know, 13, 14 bucks basically for a resident youth and for deer and elk. So, you know, it's a good deal. We're trying to encourage kids to get out there and for their parents and mentors to take them out. You know, we're hoping that a lot of young guys will start coming up on hunting too.
Sure. Well, Joe, listen, man, we appreciate your time today. And, man, I would love to figure out a way, if your time allows, once a month to get you on just to keep us educated, everything that's going on with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. So we appreciate you getting up early and coming on with us. All right. That's Joe Lindowski, Public Information Officer with Colorado Parks and Wildlife down in Southwest Colorado. And, you know, we're going to go to the phones here and get to Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle. But first of all, I want to thank all of our guests today. Quentin Smith with QRS Outdoors. And by the way, if you're looking at this book, 2014 Colorado Big Game Book, and you're confused, you need help, you know, give us a call. You can call Quentin, 970-757-1662. You can send us, Red and I, an email, Scott or Red at sportsmanofcolorado.com. We'll help you. And want to make sure you get that in. Want to thank Wynn with Colorado Outdoor Sports and Trevin with Outback Outdoors. Be sure and catch his show on Friday nights at 8 o'clock on the Sportsman's Channel. And then want to thank Joe with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Well, let's get to Dan Johnson real quick, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great, man. What do you got going out there this weekend?
Well, it's the 30th, and it's the last weekend for truck month at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We got all the trucks, Silverados, it doesn't matter, Traverse, you name it, anything we have truck-wise, you could buy at GM employee pricing, which is heck of a deal, best deal of the year.
Well, I tell you, I had a buddy that came from, I never met the guy, a friend of a friend that bought a truck from you, but he came from Kansas there area and came and picked up one of the new High Country ones from you.
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful truck. Yeah, Scott, you got it coming from all over the world.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, when you do business like Lynn Lyle does, you know, first of all, it makes it fun because I know that people are going to enjoy the experience with you. And, you know, these guys can't find, I mean, I'm talking from Idaho to Kansas, Texas, whatever. They go to their local dealerships and they cannot get the type of deals that Lynn Lyle offers and get just the ease and making it fun again to buy a car. You know,
it should be fun to buy a car. And, you know, we don't have the man behind the curtain or any of that garbage. You know, we make it fun and try to build a relationship.
Right. And then I always want to mention you got your full service shop out there. You got a body shop that's available. And you hooked us up there where, you know, if someone will call you and they'll get their car repaired with you, maybe if they don't have the renter's insurance on their policy, you know, you can help them out with a vehicle there. So we appreciate that. And Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, again, great place to do business. Our vehicles are from there and a lot of our friends. So go out and see Dan. Tell him you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado. So, Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Guys, thank you. Red, thanks.
You're welcome.
Quentin, thanks.
Thank you.
Everyone, have
good
a
show.
Great, safe weekend. Get your tags in. If you need help, call Quentin, 970-757-1662, QRS Outdoors. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Sportsman of Colorado.